Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Hi, Neil.
Hello.
Hi, Lo. Light, dark.
Hi, Lily. Hi, Lily.
Well, today we are glad to be here Wednesday. And actually, I want to announce that we're doing our shows back to back this week, Wednesday and Thursday. So we're doing another show on Thursday tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. And we will be joining you then instead of our regular time on Friday. So please do call. We're going to take one caller before we get into our topic. And that caller is 770. So we're going to do that first. Hi. Caller, are you
there?
Hi, who's this?
Yeah. Andrea? Yeah.
Okay. Andrea, yes. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Question
Andrea,
about go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I've only called one other time, probably a month ago. So it's just I asked one general question. Is that how it goes?
You can ask whatever you want. You can ask a specific question. You can ask a general question.
Okay. Well, my birthday is 8/9/66, and the gentleman I'm calling about, Kevin, is 12/16/68.
Okay.
And we broke up December 2015, so it's been over a year. I still think about him most every day, and it was just that always feeling of
39.
Just like my soul felt at home, and I long for him to come back. And I'm just curious if you see that he will.
Okay, Andrea, where are you calling from, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
Atlanta.
And did you ask about that last time? The relationship. I'm trying to remember. And if so, what did we tell you?
It just kind of went a whole nother direction. It wasn't really directly answered. My father came through, who had passed away in February, and it kind of went in that direction.
I think I remember you. So, okay. Well, perhaps we can give you a more specific answer today. Did we talk about your birth dates at all? The birth date of Kevin and you? How they're linked at all?
A little bit, but I don't remember exactly. It was my first time calling, and I was just trying to absorb it. So I don't think I really got the whole thing.
Okay. So just a couple of things. His master number, you got 34/7, right?
Mm-hmm.
34/7. You're a 39/12/3. So you're compounded. He is not. So his number, you add up the birth date, it comes to 34. It's reduced to 7. So karmic number 34. 7 is his master number. Yours is 39, reduced to 12, and then again reduced to 3. So that's more of a complex situation in terms of karma, coming to the earth with karma. Together, you are a 10/1. And your years, 7 and 3s are great matches, actually. I mean, it's a mystical, spiritual energy. 7 and 3 are both mystical numbers.
Except she's compounded.
Except for the fact, that you're compounded, Andrea. So that presents a difficulty because of the complexity of your karma. But your years with Kevin are not only interchangeable, but they align. So your six to his six, when lined up top to bottom, becomes your year. Your six to his eight becomes his year 1968. And the same thing happens if you put an X between the numbers six to six, again, 66, six to eight, 68. What is there?
Is it 12, 16 is a 10.
Yeah, 12, 16 is a 10. So his karmic side comes to a 10, which is the sum of your master numbers. And your days become a 7 when at 25, 7, which is his master number. So there's a definite connection, but again, the challenge is that, you know, with in fact, what am I looking at? What adds up to 15? There was something.
There's a 15 in the 1968.
Yeah, there's a 15 in the 1968, which is the year that you guys broke up, 2015.
Which is the same as her first and last.
Yeah.
But the you mentioned about your father in the last reading and that he had crossed over, Andrea. But I think the point you were probably missing, or maybe we didn't convey in full, but I want you to understand it now, is the loss of men in your life. When we talk about the attitude of your father leaving, you may say, well, you know, we kind of went off on a tangent there. We diverted a little bit, digressed uh-huh. into my father. The point being there was that energy link was connected to the idea of men of all sorts in Andrea's life that leave.
Right.
Whether it's father leaving because he naturally died or whatever, or a boyfriend or a significant other leaving, we're dealing with, in your zone, Andrea, you have a challenging position of maintaining a relationship with a man on a long-term basis. Now, that doesn't mean that, well, you see, Kevin, the thing about Kevin, what's getting under your skin is that he's a past life partner. So it's very devastating to you that you're losing him. But the idea that, like Kristen mentioned, you're compounded, meaning that your number is 39 equals 12 equals 3, that means that there's an extraordinary amount of karma in your life that somehow confuses the best parts of what your wishes are, because that karma comes in to cut things off. It's not inevitable. Your journey it can still be a bright one. There can still be love in your life. Whether it's going to be with Kevin, I don't know. You know, there's a possibility of him coming back. You haven't really spoken to him in over a year. He sort of moved on. It seems to me, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like between 2015 and now, when you broke up with him, there was some sort of brief interaction, whether it was text or written. From the day that he broke up with you until now, was there an interaction on some level?
Yeah, there was a phone call in that February.
February of last year, obviously. 2016.
It was like a week before my father passed away.
Interesting. That happened around the same time.
Yeah, and he was saying, I'm just emotionally vacant. When you broke it off, he just said, I used to have money at any time I could pick up and go anywhere I wanted. He goes, that's not the case anymore. My business is going, he owns his own business. It was going downhill. And he's just like, I need some time to get my shit together, was his exact words. And I've just got to rectify some things in my life.
What this alludes to, and you're back in the depression, the phrase was, brother, can you spare a dime? It became a national sort of
slogan.
Plea. And it became a song during the Depression that was sung quite readily. And his dialogue takes me back there in my own sense of history. When a man is depleted, and a lot of men were jumping out the windows back then, when a man is depleted of his wealth or his income, and that's significantly tied to his ego, there's very little left for a man to work on, more or less breaking up a relationship, jumping out of windows, or begging with a tin cup on a corner. Now, I don't think his situation was as dramatic as that, but the problem with Kevin is that the equation of his attitude and relationship has to be entwined with his well-being. Some men could say to their female partners, you know, life is tough, I'm losing money, thank God I've got you, thick or thin, we're together, my love is deep. Kevin doesn't have that attitude. Take away, strip him of his money, his ego isn't invested enough in the element of love, the old-fashioned form of love that says money doesn't equate to our love. We are together. We'll work it through. Kevin's he's emptied of that. He doesn't have that resource. So what it amounts to is that he equates you, unfortunately, with loss. I'm losing my money, so therefore I'm losing you. I'm not emotionally equipped to handle you because I'm not emotionally equipped to handle the loss of you.
I'm not worthy enough to.
So
if I don't have money to take you places, then you'll leave me eventually.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's not that you're not worthy enough, Andrea. It's that he doesn't have the resources,
the capacity in his in his heart or his brain to be in that kind of relationship. And so, though you see a chance that there could be a reconciliation, the point is that, you know, trying to change somebody who's like that is going to be really challenging.
Yeah,
it's probably
you're just
best to move
for the
on.
Next trip up. And it has nothing to do with your worth, Andrea. It has to do with his ability to stay connected in an emotional relationship, regardless of what you're worth.
Regardless of who it is, he's going to have a problem with anybody.
Yeah, he's going to have unless you were a multimillionaire and all he did was love you for your money. But that would be a sad story.
But a year. I mean, it's a year. A year. I mean, there's a lot of people that we are connected to that get hung up on people for extended periods of time. But you know, as far as moving on, probably healthier to do.
Yeah.
Instead of staying, you know, hoping and staying attached to a relationship that has a slim chance of success.
Okay. I did date 10 other guys in that period, that year period, but I felt no chemistry like I felt with him. It was
10,
just
magic.
10, it was,
which is your numbers together. Maybe it's the 11th that'll do the trick. Who knows?
You know,
7
what,
and 3.
What I would suggest, Andrea,
I
would suggest that you go to a place in your mind and your heart and you boldly release Kevin. You just give up, just stop. The reason I say this because I'm, you know, Chris and I are sort of romanticists too. We love love stories and we love all that stuff and coming back and fighting and, you know, all that romance. We're not against
passion.
It. Yeah. But
yeah.
But you got to be, and as a psychic, there's degrees of interpretation that once you get all your points out and you look at them and you analyze what's going to be the best thing, given that there's a little bit in each category, what's going to be the best thing? Our evaluation is that basically, move on, clear the table. Maybe those 10 guys you dated had the tail end was you still wanted Kevin back. Let go of Kevin. If you let go of him and something up there in the universe says, oh boy, we're sending Kevin back, it won't be because you let go of him. It will be because of fate or destiny, which we don't want to hand you on a plate that according to fate and destiny, you're going to get him back. We're suggesting move forward, clean the energy. Your birth date suggests a relationship. A new one, and
that you're not going to be alone, and you're going to find somebody that's a satisfactory partner. You're not going
to
be just settling.
No,
but when you're dating multiple people and you're still, like you said, holding on to that past person, of course you're going to have difficulty connecting on any level.
Yeah, because
to those people,
you don't see, Andrea, you don't see the energy that produces. Because really, if you could see the energy that produces, you'd be saying to all 10 of those relationships, I've got my heart somewhere else. And that's a sound energy. Uh-huh. So it's going to counteract anything you could actually fulfill on another zone of energy, you know, on another, in another
right.
placement of thought.
And how many people we deal with that have decided to keep that last thread of hope and pursue and pursue and pursue and stay in a state of desire and wanting in relationships, and they've set themselves back a year or two. People we've dealt with.
People
I mean, it's,
dealt with.
You know, not wise, in my
mean,
opinion.
You know, I don't want to suggest that the font, people find other people and let go of somebody else, but they still have fondness, memory, they have reverence for the person, they respect mm-hmm. where they were all coming from. But you've got to acknowledge that if something is over, in your case, and according to your energy fields here, it's best that you sort of move forward. That's our comment.
Okay.
You're always welcome to check back in with us and get support. You know, sometimes it helps to get that encouragement, especially when you're, you know, letting go.
I get it. I've had 5 significant dreams from him, very vivid, very real. And the very last one where I was looking at Facebook. I saw a gentleman I was interested in on the friend of a friend. I was like, and my last thought before going to sleep was, how can I meet him? He looks interesting, whatever. And so I fall asleep, and in the dream, I see him, and in the dream, and I see him looking very narcissistic and, like, really boastful and full of himself. And so Kevin shows up. This other guy, it was the other guy I was seeing, but Kevin walks up, grabs me, kisses me. We, like, melt into gold. like our body, it's just like this chemistry is so powerful. We just, like, melt into this gold puddle, and it just jolted me awake. And then I go back to sleep, and we're moving furniture, Kevin and I, and he pushes this big heavy thing into a truck, and he looks at me and he says, I've got this. And then the dream ends. And so I can't forget that dream. It was like saying, don't like that guy. He's not good for you. Like, I've got this. So
Well, goodness.
Just like he's speaking to me telepathically through the dreams, like
right.
he's coming back.
That's because of the past life connection. So in the dream, they're going into a past. She's going into a past life that she had with him when they were connected. Unfortunately,
yeah.
in this life, there's a break. There's a split in the energy.
Right. And the big piece of furniture, that's the bulk of the past life history. The past life history results in that you were looking at scenes in a flashback. Those were scenes that
okay.
you were reaching for in your mind, Andrea, that gave you some consolidation here, consolence, that you were reaching
uh-huh.
back into a past life to it's like looking back and you go, oh boy, the times back then were so, we had such great times. And so you were actually in a flashback.
Yeah.
And that's where that was. Mistakenly, you might have confused that with some kind of future reference.
Right, because it takes the fine art of interpretation to really determine what dreams mean. You know,
yeah.
who knows? Sometimes
yeah.
they're a future, sometimes they're psychological, sometimes they go into past life and astral
that's
realm.
True. And the furniture, the big bulky thing you're moving, that's past life drama. So that's my interpretation. Now, like we said, if he does come back in, it wasn't according to your dream or anything like that, or some hope you have, that would be a destiny-bound thing. And there is a little bit of energy for that regarding the 66-68 energy. But I wouldn't necessarily, you know, base my life on it. He's a 16, which is a 7, and a 12, which is a 3, which equates to both of your
master numbers. Yeah.
That's going backward in time. So there is some intensity there, but you're going to have to play the field here and correctly interpret how you work between second and third base, because you can't strategically say he's coming back. That won't work.
Yeah. And Andrew, we got to move on to other callers, but hopefully this has
okay.
helped you a little bit, and you're always welcome to call the show again.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, goodness, we have a lot of callers. I guess we're going to take some more, and let me see who is next. 501. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Lamorla.
Hi, Lamorla. How are you?
Hi,
Lamorla. I'm sorry?
Yes.
How are you? I didn't hear you.
How are you?
We're
okay,
good. We're
okay.
Good. And you're 823.71. You're 31.4, right?
823.71. Yes, ma'am.
What's going on?
Okay. I want to know what's going on with me relationship-wise. I've been dating, but I ain't got a winner yet.
Oh, well, maybe one will come along soon. Anybody particularly
right?
You want to ask about?
I do.
And okay,
yeah,
what's his birthday?
His date of birth is 10/16, and he's 50. Let's see.
Okay, so he would be, he was 50 in, he's born in 1966, right? Because it would have been 50
yeah,
in 2016.
Yes, that's about right.
Okay, so 1966, this is 6, 7, 8, 18.
1960s.
Huh?
He's 50 now?
Yeah, he's 50 now. He just turned 50 in October. So it would be 66. We're adding this up slowly.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
So he's a 30 equals 3. And you two become a 7 together. Interesting. So what's going on with this guy? I mean...
I just met him. He's single. We have great conversation. Everything is going smooth. I just wonder, what would be a good match, or is it the right timing?
Well, your months together become 1 and 8, or your first and last numbers, Lamorla. And your first day, first number in the day, 2, to his 1, become his master number 3. I'm just quickly adding everything up here. Your last number, 6 and 1, become your master numbers together, 7. Your first numbers in the year, 7 and 6, become your inverted karmic number and master number, 31.4. 7 and 6 is 13, so you invert that. That's 31.4. And, I mean, there's a connection. Sounds like you have great conversation. What do you think, Neil? You're sneering.
See where your problem is going to be with him. When we look at the mechanics of numerology, Lamorla, you have an 8 and 3. You have an 8 and a 3.
With 11
in your month and day. That becomes an 11
and
or a 2.
And he has an 11.
Now he has an 11 in his 101. There's an 11 tucked in there. And the main numbers, your 2 to his 6 becomes an 8, which is your month. So what this means is that you have encountered somebody you've known before. This is a past life.
Okay. Okay.
So first we go, okay, so there's a past life going on. And what's amounted to is that you've come into this world, the center of your energy is in heart. You're a person that loves the heart, the attitude of a home is heart, love is heart. You're kind of sentimental, emotional, but what touches you are things of the heart. And but you see what's happened is in considering that you've come into this world with matters of the heart being important, but it's a result of broken hearts from past lives.
Because it's 3-1.
Because it's 31, so the broken heart. So you're coming back onto the earth and you're going, gee, I want heart. I want heart. I want a full heart.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, your karma will suggest, well, you know, you got to pay up for some karma. So the idea of having a full heart relationship is going to be challenging. Now, this guy comes in and his energy is a 30 equals 3. Now, that's what you were in your past life. You were a 30 equals 3. Now you're a 31 equals 4. So you guys are like a little bit of a world apart because he is where you were in your past life.
Right, and the karmic numbers cross. They're interchangeable.
Yeah. So this guy's energy is like, well, here's what he's thinking deep in his mind. How do I take sexuality, sex, and lust and combine it with heart and be balanced? You didn't succeed in doing that in the past life. And so what your challenge is can he do it in this lifetime? Maybe. He's got a 66 in his year. He's got 3 sixes, which is an 18, which is nice because that's your first and last numbers inverted, 1 and 8. So it's not The problem, he's, what I pick up about this guy, does he have a brother? Any siblings?
It's 11 of them.
11? Yeah. Wow.
See, 11. 101. So,
and
the reason probably why, you see, the reason probably why, Lamar, we're picking up on the brothers is because there's so many of them. So it's setting us a vibration about brothers. So there's something to do with the psychological content of his placement in the brother design or the sequence of brothers that's getting in the way of his ego or his determination as to how he formulates his love with a woman. There's something involved in that process. We can't get into that. It's too detailed for the show. But what we can say is that there's a karmic connection, past life connection, a reason for why you met him, and a challenging situation to work out, which we can't resolve on the show.
Okay, Lamorla. Okay. Well, hopefully that gives you a start.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We've got a long list of callers, so we really do have to be mindful. I don't even know if we're going to get to our topic today, Neil, so we might do that tomorrow. And we have a call. I'm just taking a moment to check the order here.
What was that show, 11 Brides for 11 Brothers?
It was 7 Brides for 7 Brothers, which is their master numbers together.
Yeah.
So very astute of you to bring that up, 3 and 4. 920, hello. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hi,
yes.
Who's this? Hi.
Linda?
Hi, Linda.
Linda Watkins? Hi.
Who's a liar?
My number, my birthday date is 12/4/1950.
Okay, and was Linda L-I-N-D-A?
That's correct.
Okay.
My middle name, though, is the kicker. It's J-E-A-N-N-E. So it's like a master 22.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, actually, on this show, 22 is not a master number. All master numbers in our form of numerology are reduced to one number. So 22 is a 4, actually.
But 22 equals 4 is her.
22 number. Is her master number. The master of your, 2, 3, 7, 17.
That's how birthday works.
Oh, 22, but it's her karmic number. It's not her master number. 22 is her karmic number.
Yeah.
Master number is 4. Yeah.
Okay.
22 is your karmic number. So they're actually, let's just talk about 1972, Linda. What happened in 1972?
1972, I got married. No, not yet. I was just about to get married. I just met my husband.
Just met your husband. So that was your change at your karmic turnover when you were 22 years old. And
Not a good time.
I've got to find a room to write this note. What did you say?
Not a good time.
Oh, it was not a good time?
No.
Are you
divorced still married
now?
Yeah, but it's just been really rough. So,
you're still married?
Yeah.
Okay, but a rough time.
But
what's your question today?
My question is, I think he's pulling something behind my back.
And,
I think it's legal, and I don't know if I should do anything with it or not.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting about her.
Do you want his?
Yeah, we'll get his birthday too. I just want. Go ahead.
March.
Go ahead. I'm going to get to another side of the paper
I'm sorry. April 21st, 1949.
This is funny because I was about to mention, Linda, something interesting about your birthday. So you're born on 12/4, and he's born on 4/21. It's like your birthdays are reversed.
I know that.
In order.
I know.
So it's kind of weird. And it, interestingly, in your past life, you were a 21 equals 3, which is inverted in your month, 12.
Okay.
Then your master number is 4, which is his month 4. His 21 corresponds to your 12. I mean, it's kind of crazy. But I haven't even added up his number.
They're
have
four,
you?
Well, he's
7.
A 3 and she's a 4.
What's
like
his,
the other caller, 4
oh,
and 3.
Oh, I didn't even add it up. What's his karmic number, 4, 5,
3.
6, 7? No, his karmic number.
30.
He's a 30 equals 3. All right. Yeah, same as our previous caller. And we're having a lot of relationship questions today, which is kind of interesting. So you think he's doing something behind your back. Go ahead and elaborate on this.
Well, before you do, Linda,
Well,
I want,
we,
Linda, wait,
Linda,
wait.
Before you elaborate, does he travel at all or drive vast distances, if not by plane, by car?
Yes, once a year.
Okay. I just need to know that.
Okay.
Which indicates that's a point for the negative side right now.
Okay, should we let her tell us a little bit more?
Yeah.
Okay. So we run a farm, and he has changed some of the things on the farm that have given it over to my son, which is fine because my son's worked with us for, 30-some years, 36 years or something like that. Since 1978. He was born in 1978, my son was.
Okay.
So he's been working with us all the way through. And so my husband just transferred some of the papers over to him as far as ownership of the cows and stuff like that. But I think he didn't do it legally.
Mm.
And I was not included. And I think by rights, I should have been included.
I see. Hmm.
Well, first of all, this is a matter for your attorney. Did you contact an attorney first?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Well, that's the first. You need to understand that you need to talk to your attorney about this because the legalities regarding the ownership of the farm and what he can and can't do without your consent are legal
right.
matters that we cannot discuss.
Okay. I didn't know if you could tell whether or not he's being dishonest here.
Well,
you're alluding to maybe there might be some deception.
Well, the fact that he doesn't
but I don't know for sure.
Linda, the fact that he doesn't contribute you in making this decision, and it is about the both of you and your son, and he just goes ahead and does something, is not a good reflection on your relationship. So if this man is just boldly doing what he wants and not taking your interests into account because he feels like he's the man and he can do what he wants or you don't know what you're doing or whatever, that's irrelevant. The legal portion of this is, has he done something illegally? So you really need to know what that contract is and what that agreement is. And if you have vested interest in the farm, and you are part of community property, does he exercise his right to do what he wants with it, with or without your consent? That's what you need to find out legally. If you're asking for our psychic interpretation, we can say that it isn't in good manners that he has done this without your contribution or involvement. It isn't good manners for the marriage.
Okay.
Which indicates that could indicate something darker going on.
And then the validation that you got earlier was kind of related to that maybe note of deception.
Perhaps. Because where does he go once a year? To the farmer's convention? What does he do?
Oh, no. He goes out horseback riding.
But it's still...
He loves his riding.
Well,
he has horses.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to put your husband in a dark... under a dark lens. I don't want to do that. I'm only suggesting that you're calling us as two psychics and you're trying to get a deal. And that's not fair for us to judge your husband. But I do feel that there's enough material there, logically speaking, that you should look, first of all, on your own what the legalities are. Don't ask your husband. Just go and ask an attorney.
Oh, no, I'm not going to ask my husband. Okay. All right, that's what I wanted to know, whether I should do that or not. So that was my major thing. And I better let somebody else talk. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. Don't apologize at all. And you're always welcome
to
call the show again.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad.
You just made me feel a little better. So.
Good. And just keep in touch and let us know how things progress. I need to let people know that we are on Facebook and on Twitter. Please do follow us there. You can follow Neil and Kristen Baker, like Neil Baker Psychic. Follow us on Twitter, though I still have not figured Twitter out. I'm just not much of a marketing person. I'm the one in charge of all the online stuff. And anyway.
Yeah, do that for us. We, you know, it, well, it encourages us to keep the show going. And
I mean,
and
we're going to keep it going whether or not you do that or not. But
yeah, we will. But do so. It's just a nice exchange.
It is a nice exchange. And the number to call for more conversation after the show, 562-596-7818. And please also join us here on Watt Talk Radio. That would be good. Okay, so I am going to let the callers know what the order is. So 951 is next, then 303, then we have 404, 501, and 301. That's the list here. So we've got about 20 minutes. We're going to have to go quickly through these. And this is 951. I believe this is Nathaniel. Nathaniel, is that you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Nathaniel. Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good.
We can hardly hear you.
Yeah, is that better?
You're very faded.
Is that
Nathaniel's
better?
Nathaniel's born in 5157. That's a little better. How's it going?
Pretty good. I'm just looking for kind of a new place to live right now.
Okay, where are you living now?
In Anaheim, in a hotel or apartment.
Wow, you're living in a residential hotel type of thing.
Yeah, it's an apartment hotel.
What?
Apartment hotel.
Why is he in Anaheim?
Why do you got a new job? That's in the Anaheim
yeah,
direction.
Yeah,
I moved
out of Barstow in August. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we haven't heard from you, so we did not know from you that you had moved.
Yeah.
So you're in, and you want to, do you have a maybe roommate situation that you're looking to get into, or what?
You know, I just kind of got out of a roommate situation, but he kind of wants me to move back in tomorrow, so I was thinking about that, too.
So when you moved from Barstow, did you move somewhere? Was this the roommate situation?
Well, I'd known someone that was living someplace, and then I was able to stay, like, three nights a week, you know, because I worked four days, so I was able to stay, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night and drive back to Barstow Sunday, and I did that for, like, eight weeks.
Nightmare,
and then,
though.
Yeah, I'm driving. You're not kidding, boy. So I don't have to do that anymore. So I'm out of Barstow. And I think they're trying to sue me for like $800, the place where I live, for all this other kind of stuff. But I don't know how that's going to go. But I got this great new job, and I work at a high-rise as security. I worked at the Cash Fall building. But now I work right across from the John Wayne Airport.
Yeah, I remember this because I think we talked to you right when you'd gotten that new job. You called us from there one day. I remember that. But so this roommate is the guy that you were coming and staying with for like a few nights a week.
Yeah, so and then it turned out to be more. And then so he's on help. And then, you know, they found out somehow that I was living there. Actually, I know this friend of mine called his dad and told him that he was living there once, that I was living with him. So he's not supposed to have anybody living with him.
Okay. So this
we got to work quickly, Nathaniel. Thanks for calling back to the show. I wouldn't move into a situation where there is, where the rules are being violated.
Broken.
I wouldn't move into that if I were you. And if your and if your job sounds like it's a bit secure right now, you're either going to have to stay where you're at or find a different living arrangement, obviously. But I wouldn't move in back in a situation where there is some problem already, you know, and you're
set up that you're not supposed to have roommates, and then you're moving into it.
No, don't
not
do
good.
That. Don't do that. But you know, are you able to afford where you're living right now, at least for a temporary time before you find someplace?
Yes, I have a few hundred dollars, you know, around. So, you know, I'm trying not to let it go down.
You don't
down
have a lot of money. Either you find a different living arrangement with a roommate and you go online or something, or you just keep hunting until you found something, because you do have a rather secure job now, 4 days a week, maybe you can increase it to five.
I'm working 6 days a week now, but I only work 4 hours a day. And then, I work around different assignments. I get different assignments.
So you were working four, though, when you were doing Barstow. You were doing four and then driving back to Barstow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now you've increased, so we can get
that.
That's good. This is a problem, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, it isn't a problem. You're here to work, and you've landed a job, and you're going to be here to find a place to live. You're just in transit right now. You're in a transition. Yeah. I don't believe you should move back in with your friend if that's the question. It's you're deceiving
somebody. It's only $25 a week. It's only $25 a week, and I help him, and I'm paying $264 a week here, and I don't make $264 a week, so I'm living on.
Yeah, you
got to
get out of there.
Listen. You can't.
It's kind
live,
of a compromise. But
you know, well,
you've got to
make it clear with your roommate and with the landlord that some arrangement can be made so you're not living there incognito, that you know you're not living there and violating rules. So you can expose more legitimate information to the landlord and see if something can be worked out.
Yeah, perhaps
it can.
Perhaps it can. And let us know, Nathaniel. We have to move on to other callers.
Bye-bye.
We have to stop on time, but let us know. And that's a good idea. Talk to the landlord or talk to the guy you're going to move in with. See if you can work at it in arrangement.
Yeah, that's logical.
Okay.
Try that one.
All right. Okay. Let's take on our, gosh, we keep getting people coming in. So 303, then 404, then 501. I believe that's the order. Okay. 303.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Happy New Year to you both. This is Allison. It's been a long while since I've last spoken with both of you.
Yeah. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Allison's 314. I remember that. And you're born like in March. Right?
Yeah. In fact, this March I'm turning 60.
So you were born in 1957, and it's what's your birth date again? I don't remember the exact
March
day.
15, March 15th.
March 15th, 57?
Yeah.
Yeah, same as Nathaniel. That's really funny because his month and day happens to be your inverted day.
Yeah, it's March. Right?
Yeah, yeah. And if Nathaniel should be going through some kind of 57? Okay, go ahead with your question.
My question is, this is a big birthday coming up here, and numerologically, universal year of one. I'm also going into a personal year of one with this coming birthday. And my question is, there's a very strong possibility that I will be offered a position in my career that would require me to move about 60 to 80 miles away, so within the state. I have some mixed emotions about this particular location where I may be moving and also the job itself.
Okay.
But I would also feel that it would be stupid to turn it down.
Okay, so what kind of job is it real quick, Allison?
It would be a reporter position.
Oh, yeah, because you're a writer. It would, is this for a newspaper or?
Yes.
For
But it's not a open and shut case. So I wanted to see if this looked like something I should take and, you know, at least take it and what you might pick up around that, especially with
I just wanted to say, you know, personally, year one, we don't really go by that, but that is, you know, regarding, you're talking about a move. And so that relates to your foundation, your home energy. So there is some kind of connective tissue between that personal year, whatever that may
right.
be.
Right.
And a change in your residence and career.
Right.
Would this command a increasing salary, Allison?
Well, compared to what I'm making now, we haven't gotten to that point. But since I make minimum wage now, I think it's safe to assume that.
She's making minimum wage now.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Are you happy and content where you are now? Does it satisfy all your needs?
The area, the town, I love where I live. The problem here is getting a good job, and specifically one in my career.
Well, listen, listen, Allison, I get it real quick. My brain goes quickly. I love the floors. I love the floors, but I don't want to pitch up a tent and, you know, beg on the streets because I love the floors. I would suggest in this case that you take the job. The increase in salary, you know, it might be a distance. I understand that. And you may not have the ideal environment, but I think in your case, if you're asking, you're calling a psychic show, our interpretation here is that you moving where you're going and gaining more income and a higher position is more commanding than your environment.
Minimum wage position.
There might be a little bit of arrangement there in terms of your living and you have to make adjustments and things like that. But I think that this right now is the transition you're supposed to be making if you want our opinion.
I mean, it's a no-brainer, I would think.
It really isn't a no-brainer. There are many pros and cons on both sides. The social milieu, the like-mindedness of people it's not just about the work. It's about what kind of social environment am I in? Am I finding people I can connect with? Who can connect with me? I'm coming out of a period of very, very, very long isolation. And the town that I would be moving to does not further that coming out
right,
of the darkness.
Right, but as far, you know, what, I, Allison, so, what type of work are you doing right now?
It doesn't matter. It's just menial.
No, it matters. I'm asking. What type of work are you doing right now?
It's really menial. I'd really rather not say.
Okay, well, the point is moving into a job where you're going to have more impact, more responsibility, doing reporting, you're using more of your brain, more of your creativity. That's important. I understand you're saying that, you know, you've been isolated and so on and so forth, but you can build a community even if you're in a town, if that's what you desire, even if you're in a town that may not be as in alignment with your ideals, beliefs, principles, as, you know, the place that you're currently in. I think it would be a smart decision to move
okay,
and adjust
yeah, okay.
and adapt. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, what do you say, Neil, before we move on?
After the great debate is discussed, we're suggesting you take the move and work your conflicts throughout the move and whatever it is. That's what you should be doing.
And as far as menial work is concerned, I mean, we've both done menial work. Neil was a maid for 7 years in a hotel while he wrote. He's a writer too. So, you know, no need, you don't have to share, but you're in good company with us. So we've all been there.
Okay. Thanks so much. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Allison. Boy, we're getting a lot of callers today. 404 is our next. Who's this?
Hello. This is Adana.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Adana.
Adana, how do you spell that?
A is in apple, D is in David, O N N A.
Oh, Adana. Okay. It's like Madonna without an M.
That's right.
All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
What's your birth date, please?
3/20/1976.
1976.
Second caller from Atlanta.
15 and 13. She's a 28/10/1. What's going on?
Well, most mainly, I'm not happy where I'm at. It's more mainly finance and love life. I think those are the two biggest things that's going on because there's a lot going on around me right now. I'm going to court today from an older woman that hit my youngest child, which is she's 15. So there's a lot going on around me. So, yeah. So I'll be going to court tonight at 6:30.
And you just turned 40 in
yes.
2016, correct?
That's correct.
Right? Yeah. So yes. She went through her fourth cycle of 10. So it's not a surprise that you've been having changes and things going on because that's a cyclical energy of your karmic number. You're 28/10/1. So your life goes in cycles of 1 from birth to death and in cycles of 10 as well.
So your journey right now, Donna, is Well, you're about to go to court because a driver hit your youngest child who's 15. But yet at the same time that you're working out that dilemma, because she's underage, you are trying to figure out your finances and love life. And this comes to the attitude and study of, really, we have to go into this attitude and study of your former husband. Now, is he off the planet, or has he abandoned the family to any extent?
Yes, he's abandoned the family. Yes.
Yeah. So the abandonment of the family, because what we're picking up on the energy field here, Adonna, is that there's in a sense of abandonment. So it wasn't like he's involved. He's just abandoned. So this is, as much as that's not meritable, which it isn't, it also involves the process of your own karma in that experience. So you've come into the planet with this sense of deep commitment to being responsible and the remaining survivor of the family in terms of the parental image. And at the same time, that's your commitment. That's your level of excellence. That's commendable. But it's getting confused with the aspect of that the karma has come to hit you with that.
Right, and that's inner karma, 2-0.
Yeah.
The zero next to the second chakra, which is relationship.
So to present some kind of formidable design that we can equate to happiness, in terms of finance and love life, is it possible at the age of 40 going forward to have this? The answer is yes. There's no question about that. Your energy of 7-6 is really nice. 7-6 is a 13 or a 4. You're asking us about the 40th year of your life, etc., and 4 is heart. So yes, but you're not going to see anything like that until September. All we can do is amount to the idea that your journey, at least up until September of 2017, is going to be one of very challenging, but you're a wise woman. I gather you're an ethical woman, and you work hard and whatnot, but things are going to change then. Now, the degree that leads up to that change and how that comes about demands a further analysis. Unfortunately, with all our callers, we can't get into that. But what we can give you as clues, September and leading up to it. Now, the dialogue leading up to it would demand a further discussion. You can call back on the show or do a reading, whatever you want to do.
Either way, we're sorry to make it brief, Adonna, but we try to fit everybody in that we've, promised readings to, and we're like nearing the end of our show here. So you're welcome to call back. We're on the air again tomorrow, actually. So if you want to call back in and just get a little bit more, you're welcome to do it.
Okay, and thank you guys so much, and Happy New Year.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you. And Adonna can join us on Facebook. That account's linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. She can call 562-596-7818 for further conversation. I wanted to tell Nathaniel, because he's listening, one thing. He's going through a change this year. He's turning 62, and I started diverting when we were doing Allison's reading, and I had meant to tell him that. So, he does turn 60 this year, like Allison.
Yeah.
So,
everybody calling is trying to get answers and to their dilemmas and all that. We're trying the best we can. Sometimes we understand that we're providing a service to help people, and we're trying to give you the most immediate answers we can given our time limit. So just bear with us if you don't get every answer,
every morsel of what you want.
It's challenging to us too to try to figure out how complicated people are and what they have to go through in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. 501. Hello. Are you there, caller? 501 is not there. Okay. Then we have 201, and that's our final caller. Who's this? Nobody's there. Well, that's
no one's there.
Neither caller is there. Let me just try. Yeah, we only have 3 minutes left anyway. 501, are you there? No?
Yes, you already got me. I'm just listening in.
Oh, you're just listening?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't need to give these callers a reading. They must be just listening.
So we really didn't get time to our topic today. Was it the light side of darkness? The dark side of lightness?
The light side of darkness. No, yeah, it's the dark side of light, or the other side. I don't remember.
We'll
like that.
We'll have to get to that.
It's about Darkness That Exists in Light. I don't remember what I titled the show
exactly,
or what we titled the show, I should say.
Well, you
so
know,
we'll be getting that tomorrow.
A lot of us who walk in light
have to face
the darkness.
Yeah.
And a lot of us, not only do we have to face the darkness as an environmental darkness, as something coming at us that impacts us, but sometimes the darkness in our own character can exist in such a way that we are in battle within ourselves. So a lot of us have great ideals and convictions, but sometimes our darker self gets the best of us,
right,
and we fall short of what we're trying to aspire to.
That's right.
So we'll save that for another show.
Yeah. We will save that for tomorrow when we are back on the air. It's 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Eastern. We thank our callers for joining us today, and we will speak with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.